gently and sitting steady. Feeling a confidence in our place on this earth. Sense of stability and steadiness, which allows us to receive all the unknown waves of feeling from the heart. Helpful to us to feel grounded, settled, steady. And then all the heart's messages, the feeling life, they can't knock us over. So now we're moving from the practice of loving kindness, metta, to the practice of forgiveness, mechila, slicha. Forgiveness also releasing barriers, releasing blocks, putting down burdens that we carry. Through our conditioned life. We seek for unconditioned flow of heart energy, metta. But so often we just see our biography written in feeling life. Maybe full of difficulty, of scars, of memories, of fears, of pains. Little by little, we receive the biography of our feeling life. So the practice of forgiveness is a time to put down our guilt, our regret, our feelings of blame, our feelings of shame and hurt that we may have hurt somebody else or hurt ourselves. So we start with the hurt we may have done to others, whether we know or we do not know. And we lift the weight. We lift the barriers, the shells, klipot, that accumulated through our life from the hurt we may have done to others. And later on today, we turn to the hurt that we may have done to ourselves. So if we are aware right now of any feeling of guilt or shame or regret connected to the past, or anything that we may have done to somebody else that we still feel the echo inside us, now is the time to let it go, to lay it down, to take it off. And I'll say the sentence, Mishpat, in English and then in Hebrew. From all those people and beings whom I have harmed or hurt, intentionally or unintentionally, I ask your forgiveness. From all those people and beings whom I have harmed or hurt intentionally or unintentionally, I ask forgiveness. Im hakavti b'mishehu, or pagati b'mishehu, b'yodin or shelo b'yodin, ani mevakesh et slichato. Just letting the sentence come up for us. We can phrase it in our own words. Just one sentence right now, one phrase that we can repeat to ourselves. as we repeat it, feel the weight coming off our shoulders. Feel the weight that we carry of guilt, of things unsaid, of damage not repaired, of unwisdom. Just feel all of that which is lying in our biography and stops the flow of our unconditioned love. Now just drop it. Just let it go. Take it off. We ask forgiveness from parents or children, from our partners or our friends. We ask forgiveness from animals and birds and trees and nature. We ask forgiveness from people that we meet just for a moment, and we cannot know if we've hurt or harmed, and in what way. But the hurt or the harm that we have spread in our life is still with us. Now we drop it. From all those beings and people that I may have hurt, intentionally or unintentionally, I ask forgiveness. Feelings of guilt and shame and judgment are with us and stop the flow of pure heart and pure spirit. From the beginning of time, people have looked to ask forgiveness from their gods or their priests or their leaders. And now we do this fundamental act of purification, a clear act of purification, of nikui, of cleansing. We cleanse our soul from the guilt and the blame and the judgment. And just feel that movement in the heart of purification. Anything that I may have done to hurt or to harm, anything unwise, unhelpful, any problems I have made in this world to others, whether I know or I do not know. Just feel that purification, that cleansing, to let our life flow free, free from blame and guilt. As Ramana Maharshi said, we are like a passenger on the train of life. We can put down our bags, put down our baggage, and let the train take us and our bags. We just drop our bags, drop our load. From all those people and beings that I hurt or harmed intentionally or unintentionally, I ask forgiveness. Nekavti bimishu, upagati bimishu, biodin or shelo biodin, ani mevakesh et slichato. Let the words come up again and again, but with them, the feeling. The feeling of letting go guilt, letting go blame, dropping, cleaning, lightening the load. Thank you. So we go outside and we meet the world, and we meet each other, people, we meet trees, we meet animals, birds, and we simply ask forgiveness. We use the phrase as much as we want. The phrases are triggers, reminders, they awaken the feelings. As much as we want, we use them. If not, we just stay with the feelings. In the person that we meet on the path is all people, including our parents. Is the tree that we see is all trees. We ask forgiveness for what I did do to harm trees, or I did not do that harms trees. I ask forgiveness from this person, this person, this person, all the people that I met in my life, that I may have hurt, and that the scars at Tzavakot are still with me. Because we accumulate the Tzavakot, the scars or pain in our heart biography, our heart personality. So just practice that now. And then we come back in 45 minutes.